Hello, I'm Eric Gould with your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 30th. This is from Capitol Coverage. Governor Jared Polis is defending his decision to issue a stay-at-home order during the coronavirus pandemic. During a news conference last Friday, he said state health officials told him that if he didn't take aggressive action, COVID-19 could kill as many as 33,000 Coloradans by June 1st.
The aggressive social distancing plus building ICU bed capacity can make it easier to avoid unnecessary deaths, that is, people that die because of lack of medical treatment, ventilators and beds that we have in our state.
Polis wants to add 1,000 more ICU beds by the end of April. He says the stay-at-home order will also allow the state to return to normal sooner. The order is in effect through April 11th. And here is another note from Scott Franz. State lawmakers are returning to the Capitol on Monday morning after a two-week emergency recess. But they will not be staying long. Party leaders say they will extend their break while the state remains under a stay-at-home order during the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, lawmakers are still waiting for the Colorado Supreme Court to decide whether their session must end as scheduled on May 6th. Democrats say the 120 days of the session do not have to be consecutive, and they should be able to make up the days. Republicans disagree with that argument. This is from a press release. The Colorado Department of Transportation is suspending its bus staying and outrider bus service between cities throughout the state, effective March 29th. The suspension is meant to reduce intercity travel. The suspension is planned to last through at least April 11th and will be re-evaluated as guidance or gubernatorial orders change. CDOT urges all travelers to stay at home whenever possible, limiting all travel to what is absolutely critical, as defined under the statewide stay-at-home order. Avoiding travel between cities and regions is an important part of limiting the spread of COVID-19 between different communities. Governor Polis has specifically urged Coloradans to keep close to home when engaging in limited critical activities allowed under the stay-at-home order. The suspension of these intercity services is different than the local transit services that continue to provide essential trips in communities throughout Colorado. It's a scary time, with social distancing and isolation becoming the norm. Meanwhile, in one of the industries deemed essential at this time, grocery store workers are on the front lines, putting their health at risk to keep store shelves stocked and grocery carts full. The Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick talked to some store workers and filed this report.
Walk into many grocery stores these days and you'll see two things: lines and empty shelves.
Kelly, you got a call holding on 583.
Looking down the bread aisle, the bread is completely picked over with the exception of some organic English muffins, and it looks like some gluten-free artisan baker bread. One thing I'm noticing, though, is people are not abiding by the 6-foot rule from the CDC. There's definitely no way to do social distancing here at this grocery store.
While many businesses are shutting down to help stop the spread of COVID-19, grocery stores don't have that luxury. And the people that work there, like cashiers, don't really make that much. At most, about $15 an hour. But like healthcare workers, they're considered essential.
My employees, I'll tell you, have been great. I can't commend them enough.
That's Bill Presswood. He's the grocery manager at Village Market in Incline Village, Nevada.
We have provided, some hand sanitizer stations up front. We do have Clorox. We have different products up there. And so I think they feel pretty comfortable.
Presswood says for the last few weeks, the store has implemented new cleaning standards to try and keep the virus at bay.
So I do have two new people I hired just for today to help out up front bagging and to help out wiping down shopping carts and door handles and such.
The store is also dealing with an influx of customers.
In all these years, I've never seen anything like this.
That's Pam DeJean, one of the store's cashiers. She says no one really knows what's going to happen next, so their only option is to clean as much as possible.
Until they really continue the research and find some sort of treatment or vaccine that's effective, this is the best we can do.
Still, Dijon says she's never even questioned whether or not she should show up for work, even though she says her and her husband are both in a high-risk group.
The community here, they need people to be here at the store. Everyone needs supplies and groceries.
Now, grocery stores aren't really special in terms of disease transmission.
It's just a place we have to go, so there's that potential to be in contact with other people.
That's Brian Labus. He's an assistant professor of epidemiology at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
So for the people working there, any risk would be dealing directly with customers. So if you're touching items that they're touching, you know, like a something on the checkout machine, or you're handing money back and forth or things like that, those kind of things can be contaminated with the virus, and it can be passed on to the worker that's there.
So right now, being a cashier could be a hazardous job, and many workers are asking for hazard pay. Dan Kalish is a managing partner at HKM Employment Attorneys.
If you don't have a collective bargaining agreement or separate agreement for hazard pay, then generally no local, state, or federal law really provides it at this time.
Kalish says overall, protections for grocery store workers come in three forms: union contracts, laws, and overall goodwill of companies. And without a collective bargaining agreement or protections in statute, many grocery store workers must rely on the generosity of their bosses.
These are employees that have been working for these companies for years, often assisting them in phenomenal profits in the last 5 years. We would hope that the companies would come back and provide some assistance to employees in such hardship and in such difficult times.
It's a difficult time for cashier Pam Dijon, and she says it's difficult for everyone.
The customers, the employees, all of us, we're all concerned because we don't know what's going to happen next.
Until we know what's going to happen next, here's what we do know. It's important to wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and maintain at least 6 feet of distance between people, all of which is a bit harder when you're busy working at the local supermarket. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 30th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.